New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about here, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. Man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Gettis, actually.
Jettis.
Gettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. On today, it is Monday the 5th. It's usually only Tuesday, this thing, but busy tomorrow, you see. We've got personal trainers, don't we?
Yep.
That's Maureen, by the way. Let me plug some things before I move on. Like I usually do. Lavery's, of course, is this Wednesday, the 7th. Are you excited about that?
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Mickey Bartlett's back from the Fringe. I wasn't at the Fringe. Other people, Dave's doing gig there. Connor Keyes from OMA. He's on. It's going to be great. It's always great. Get down early. The official opening time is now 9:30 because I told them to change it on the website.
Good.
In case people turn up. And there was a guy who's like, your website said, he's from... not up north. Your website said 8:30. And I was like, yeah, but it's now 9:30. It's been 9:30 for about 3 minutes. But your website said 8:30. And I was like, would you be happy if I went and changed the website right now? Just so that it didn't. I don't know what to tell you, mate. I'm not lavries.com, believe it or not. Being very rude. So if you want to be there, come down and queue up at about 9:20.
Yeah.
And you'll get in at 9:30 and you'll be
because
sweet.
What people do is when we're setting up, a lot of people come a bit early and then they think if they're there before the door is open and then they come back later, but then they've came back too late and then everyone's already in. So you may as well just be there when the doors are open.
You need to be there as the doors open.
So you should get a seat.
You know what I'm saying? So that's Lavery's. The big gig that I need to promote, which I've been talking about for months, if you're in Northern Ireland around the 29th of October... definitely come see all the boys do the Ulster Hall. Because I feel like it's more than a stand-up gig, Maureen.
Yeah.
Do you feel that way? It's a moment in history. You know?
Yeah.
You've basically got Colin Murphy, Patrick Keelty, fucking McGarry, all them boys who are all good in their own right. Right? And then there's literally... What are you looking at?
Your chest hair looks like a wee dreadlock. You've twirled it all together.
It's disgusting. I'm disgusting.
Those are distracting to me.
It's like all of a sudden you've just noticed that I'm unattractive. What the fuck was I saying there? Oh yeah, you've had all them boys, and then you basically had a generation gap. You've had two generation gaps there. You've had a gap of about 20 years before there was any comedians making any fucking movement at all. Now you have... 6 full hallions about to do the Ulster Hall on the 29th of October. It's going to be amazing, isn't it, Maureen?
It is, and usually people are in, like, big comedians are invited over and stuff, but you have sort of went, let's just do this. So it's very exciting, and it's like...
Now, in the brochure, we're sandwiched in between Ross Noble and on the other side, Nina Conti, and, like... what an unfortunate name, Conti.
Is it not Conti?
Nah, it's Conti, if you read it right. Nah. You know, people will flood to that shit.
Yeah.
She will sell that out, because people have went, I seen her in Live at the Apollo, and she puts masks on people, and it's funny, because she says the things. I mean, it's worse than magic, because at least magic has a bit of mystery to you. You're like, can you really just put a mask on someone?
And we're both kind of hate ventriloquism anyway.
Ventriloquism is worse than racism, but yeah. Of all the isms. Now, and on the other side is Ross Noble. I hate to slag people off, but I mean...
no, there's nothing wrong with either of them, but the point that you're trying to make is
go see some people who are from here, who are funny as fuck. And I'm not just talking about me, like I could be off that lineup.
Oh yeah, it's just
it could be two of the people from that lineup. It would still be good. You gotta go, and it's more about going, enjoying it, than you know going out after and getting blocked more than anything.
It should just be a big fun night.
So there you go. Lavery's is this Wednesday. Get a ticket for the Ulster Hall on the 29th.
It will be exciting because we, like, yous will all be hanging about.
We'll be hanging everyone about. Will be people will be filming, you know, not the actual gig, but the goings on around it.
Yeah, so you'll probably get part of, if you come and do it, you'll probably be in sort of the filming of it as well.
Exactly.
Which will be very exciting.
Now, before people skip through all this boring shit, make sure you give my new page a like. If you type in Colin Geddes, there'll be, Colin Geddes probably my page. And then another one called Colin Geddes.
Did you say there be, like you're a pirate? There be two pages.
Maureen, don't stop me mid-flow. I've had 16 iced coffees and fucking flaming here.
All right.
That's my asshole. It's my asshole, like a wee pressure cooker.
Sorry, continue.
There be two pages. There's two pages. One of them says Colin Geddes, and then the other one says Colin Geddes also, but it says like 300 and...
One's a like page.
One's a like page. Like the like page, because there's... The guts of 20,000 people on my fucking personal page, and I like them all over on the other page.
Because
so go ahead and like it. Thanks, guys.
Anyone else.
Can't accept anyone
follower
else.
Follower things are weird, and you can't do loads of stuff on an ad page.
Yeah, so get over to the like page. If you do anything, I've taken the sponsors off this podcast for you people, so you don't have to sit through the same shit. And I wasn't getting money anyway, so he gives a flying fuck. But yeah, just do me that one favor, like that page. And watch my vlogs, which are now going up twice a week on the old...
But basically it's because you're going to start putting all the stuff on that page instead of your own page. So that's where everyone writes questions to, isn't it?
Maureen's my A&R person right now.
I know, but it's very confusing probably, but that's kind of the point.
Here's another thing I'd like people to do, just to finish off the plugs here. If you hear a podcast and something funny tickles your pickles, right? Let me know, because I'm going to start...
This podcast, not anybody.
This podcast. Stop stopping me, Maureen. I'm on fire. That's my butthole. Fahrenheit pressure. Don't stop me now, because I'm having a good time. Write that down. Right. So, you mean me? I need medication, Maureen.
Look at your eyes twitching and everything.
Oh, yeah. Let me know, because I'm going to isolate clips and put them up on the new Facebook page.
Funny snippets?
Funny snippets. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And also subscribe on the YouTube for the vlogs, and I might put the clips up on the vlogs as well, okay?
Well, people do already send you the funny parts, but you've never actually went, I'll take that out and put that up by itself so people can see.
Because, you know, and at the end of the day, I'm talking to myself in a room by myself, and, you know, I don't know what's funny. You know, you might be sitting at home going, this is funny, while you're doing whatever people do. I like to think people are shitting listening to my podcast. They probably are. A lot of them are probably shitting. You know, I listen to a lot of podcasts while I'm shitting.
And yeah, that's why you listen to a lot of podcasts.
Because I'm shitting a lot.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll eat extra food just to be... I'll eat things that I know are going to make me shit terribly so I can listen to
things. You listen to so many podcasts that I could be mid, like, finish one sentence, and before I've even stopped, you've already put on, like, Fire and the Kid, and like, blah, 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 like, walking away. Oh, bye. Already listening to your friends instead of anyone else.
Yeah, what'll be more interesting is the message there. let's get into actual general banter for the week. I don't know how much time this... Okay, fuck it. Big news this week, okay? There's a new dog in your house, so are we allowed to talk about that?
Yeah.
The fun part about that is your mum hates pets, doesn't she?
She doesn't hate pets.
Yeah, she's the only one feeds them and walks them and takes care of them.
She loves pets. She doesn't hate pets. She just basically says she doesn't want to look after her. We've had animals our whole entire life. She's also had 4 children, so she kind of just went...
More animals.
I'm sick of looking after things, probably. Not sick of it, but like, there's a lot of looking after in a dog. Because I think whenever we kind of, at one point we had 4 dogs, like she doesn't hate pets.
And then systematically we all murdered them.
And 2 fish and cats. We were one of those people that was a bit more like a farm than anything. And it just so happens that now we have, we've 1 goldfish all left.
Through a series of like aging and horrible incidents.
Yeah,
you basically went
dogs.
From 4 dogs to no dogs.
Yeah, weird. It's so strange. So to us, especially my dad, he's like, let's get a dog. Whereas mommy's like, maybe just leave it, let we have no dogs for a while. So it's not that she hates pets, that sounds bad.
Yeah, she just wanted a wee bit of a break. Although, your mum being a mum, I think, finds things for herself to take care of.
Exactly.
She could 100% ignore that stupid cat, Loud Stephen. If you've ever paid attention to my Snapchat, follow it, @ColinGeddes. Initially, when I started filming that cat, have you ever heard such a fucking... If anyone's never heard me mention Loud Stephen, I'm going to do an impression of a cat right now. It's one of my 4 skills, right?
Go.
Ready? This is no exact... correct me if I'm wrong, Maureen. How much coffee breath do I have right now? Do I have old lady coffee breath?
Yeah, oh yeah.
There were some serious iced coffees, so I'm absolutely zing.
I know.
My nuts are tight right now. This is the cat.
And for that long too, yeah. It doesn't even do like a small meow. It's like really long. That's not long.
Even an exaggeration of how, and it'll just, you know.
But that, but like nine times.
You know the way, you know the way like some people can sing and you look at them and they're like, you know, head in the air, like in a stance, like deep breath and like, hur! And then you see Adele and she's a big fat bitch and she just stands there going, hur! Like effortlessly. Yeah. Like you think that cat would be like, you know, like.
Screaming it out.
Yeah, but you look around and it's like one paw in there, like it's just been licking it like, meow. That actually sounded like an air raid thing, didn't it? But that's what the cat sounds
so
like.
It's so loud. I remember.
But she loves that, and everyone hates it, and she loves it, and she's like, "This fucking cat, no!" But she's out feeding it. She's going to restaurants, hoping through bins, getting.
Yeah, she brings stuff back. She brings stuff,
but she'll be like, "I'm not gonna eat, you know, this last piece of lobster. I'll bring it home for the cat." I tell you what, I don't like garlic and coriander prawns. I'll bring these back to this cat. One of the weirdest things I've ever seen in someone's house. I'll not mention their name, but the cat got. Fucking like VIP treatment, and it used to stand beside the kitchen counter and go meow, and someone would have to come pick the cat up, which was fat as fuck, set it on the top of the worktop.
Ew.
And it would eat, and first of all it would walk all around their cooker and stuff, which made me fuck it. I was like, see, if I lived here I'd have cat strangled. But it used to be like meow, lift me up on demand. There was no dinner time for this cat, and they'd lift it up and she took the lid off the lid looked like, you know, one of those prep meals that a fucking weightlifter would have?
Yeah.
You know, they're like, open it up and it's like, this is my salmon and my rice and my avocado. That's what was in this fucking box. It was like prawns and a bit of rice and some other shit. And the cat sniffed it and walked away. And I was like, if I would just grab that cat by the tail and just fucking, would, you know, just clunk it off the table. I wouldn't really. It's more the owner's fault. But like, see when you start, especially cats, give it an inch, they'll take a mile more.
Yeah, cats are evil and mean, and they don't really.
One minute you're like, open the door, and it timidly comes in. Next minute, things. It's in your fucking sock drawer pissing.
Yeah.
Dickhead cats. Fuck cats, I hate them.
No, cats are just.
What we're trying to say is, we got a new dog today, didn't you, Maureen?
Yeah.
I said we got a new dog. It's more or less odd. We'll probably steal it a lot. It's a slinky little collie.
Border collie, yes. And it's quite a wee small one. It's really cute.
It's a wee slinky wee fox. It's very obedient.
Very friendly.
It's very friendly. Bit of a sad story of how the people had to get rid of it, was it?
Yeah.
Their wee boy had to get treatment in Dublin or something.
So they weren't going to be at home?
Yeah, they couldn't be at home.
And of course, my dad can't resist.
Dr. Dolittle there?
Yeah, he is.
Takes all the pets.
Like, he's the kind of person, he's like, when we did have all our animals, he would come to the vet, like, take them, say, very rarely went to the vets, but if they did, he just would come back with more animals because he'd be like, yeah, but we're going to put this one down because it's something that didn't really matter. And you're like, oh, okay, now this we dog, have another cat or dog.
Your dad is the right kind of animal person because he understands that there's a hierarchy. For example, dogs, they need a home. You know, you can't just get rid of dogs or whatever. We'll take things in that need cared for. Also realizes that if there's an overpopulation of magpies, you can just fucking swat them out of the air like they're flies.
Yeah.
Because they're scaring away the wee birds.
Circle of life, isn't it?
That's what he's like, I like the dogs, I'll stroke this cat. But the wild cats up the road at your granda's are fucking too much, and there's like 30 of them. And he's like, I love animals, but I will take a spade to 20 of them.
You wouldn't take a spade.
I didn't know your dad. I was like, Jody, do you golf? And he's like, nah. Just bought this 1 9-iron, gonna go and wreck these cats.
Oh my god, stop it. That is not true, by
the
way.
No, honestly, your dad was like, see when the like a 4-wood or whatever hits a cat's skull and its eyes come out, he's like, Tiger Woods? What? Cat Woods, that's what they call me. And then he goes, what the fun trick is? He goes, I take this. And he goes, I run it through a blender for a second, and then I feed the cat back to its other friends.
Colin, that's too far.
That's what he said. And he goes, the dead ones, I put golf tees in them and smack balls off the dead cats. Fuck cats is the moral of the story there. But are you excited to play with this dog loads?
Yeah.
Especially
dogs are great. Dog for Christmas, you know, like a wee dog in front of the fire.
Dogs are great, aren't they? Because like essentially it had to leave its home today, you know, and it came to another home, but it was so friendly, and all. It's just like the dog's just like, oh my god, you guys are nice to me. I love this too.
Yeah. Hopefully it settles in nicely.
Yeah. But oh shit, it's not gonna come out now. Lovely dog. What's it called?
Bonnie.
Bonnie. What's his real name?
Lucky.
Lucky's bullshit.
We don't really like dog names. So.
What are the... honestly, there's like four dog names that people use. They're like, this is our dog Ben. This is our dog Spot. This is Patch. This is Lucky. Lucky. This is Brand. People love drinks.
Brandy.
That's Brandy and that's Whiskey. Named after the things that broke up our marriage. This one's... No one ever called this Vodka, are they?
No, Smirnoff.
It's my dog, Vladivar.
That's quite a good name, though.
Vlad? What? Let's get... what dogs are Russian? No, who gives a fuck? Let's get like an English bulldog, call it Vlad, just to mix it up.
He seems like a thug though, then.
A thug? Who cares? Mm-hmm. I think a bulldog's my ultimate dog. I'd lick its face.
And it yours.
And it yours. Right, we got the dog. Like I said, send me some funny clips. Here. We are going to a personal trainer tomorrow. We had our second one there last Thursday. How'd that go for you since I'm the workout champ?
It went really good.
Did you do any working out this time or did you just walk around and play with machines?
Lifted a few things off the ground, yeah.
How do you feel after that?
Good, sore. What do you call those ones where you lie on the bench and you put the two dumbbells?
A bench press.
Bench press, they're hard. Because yeah. I said this before, I've never done that before, and you just feel like your arms are just flailing about, like you've never had any control over them.
Yeah, now you find out like you've got one really strong arm.
Yeah, I definitely do. My left arm is so weak.
From all the wanking.
Mine's probably just from makeup. But
and
yeah.
Wanking.
No.
Wanking makeups. Wanking. Imagine you were like a serious personal trainer, and they're like, "Oh, find it not a bit hard to control in the left hand." He's like, yeah, well, you'd be doing a lot of wanking with the other hand, so...
Starting a bit more there, please.
Yeah, if you're at home, you know, you got like, really deadly serious, eat a lot of protein and do a couple of practice empty wanks, I call them, with... do a couple of empty wanks with your left hand. You know? Wanking. Weighted wanks. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're the weighted wanks. You can't say wank in American. Having a wank and a pint. Having a pint of wanks. Oh, that makes my skin crawl. What was I going to say to you there? Oh, yeah, so I had a personal trainer. I've got him again tomorrow. I feel like I'm getting into it. The first one fucking Paralympic me for about a week.
Yeah, that was tough.
I was fucking wrecked. Like, not even, you know, my muscles are sore. Like, you know, you're going like, is my thigh all blood clots or what's the crack?
Yeah. How many blood clots are normal? Or
yeah.
What is
yeah, it? Can you, what happens? Can you pull the blood clots out? Blood clots.
Yeah, we're like two cripples, just like. Cripples.
Gonna go tomorrow. I'm gonna take, my trainer's pretty cool. So I'm pretty sure I could say to him, like, mate, I'm making a vlog here. Can I just stick this wee GoPro up my asshole? We'll be like, I'll stick it up and everyone can laugh at me doing like deadlifts and stuff.
Nice.
Deadlifts are I have never done deadlifts my entire life. And now I'm like, the secret to life is deadlifts. I'm having a heart attack from all these coffees we just had.
Yeah. Remember you said not have too many coffees as well?
I know, but now, at least it's working now. At least I'm using them up. You know?
From this
by the way,
rigorous thing.
By the way, I like to film the last section of the podcast for the vlog now, which are the questions. And you had to go put makeup on just for those
No, just put lipstick on.
Hopefully that guy's not listening that fucking hates you.
No, he'll be so angry.
Let me just explain. Me and Maureen are what you would call self-employed. Would you say that?
Yeah.
I'm pretty much a freelance filmmaker and stand-up comedian who will gig around, and also we both co-run a comedy club. Maureen is a professional makeup artist who left... I was giving out your bio here. Do I give all the bio? You trained with some lady and then you worked a Mac with all the Mac bitches. I'm allowed to say that because
I know two
Mac babes.
Babies.
Mac babies?
Yeah. But no one else called them unless you worked there. So.
No wonder my hashtag Mac sluts was getting the likes. Mac bastards.
You Mac bastards.
That's better. So... And then now you just left there. You're like, I don't got time for that. And you do makeup. We run our comedy club and we do freelance things, which, let me tell you something, guys, if you're able to do whatever you want and make even enough money, anything that resembles minimum wage,
yeah,
you have to leave your job. Because I'm telling you something, jobs don't even make you money now.
No.
You know?
Because I find like it costs me so much to work.
Yeah.
You know, with travel, even though we lived in Belfast, still travel and like lunch and obviously buying makeup for work and all those kind of things. Like, it cost me so much money. Then paying rent for Belfast, rent and food, and like, you just weren't left with anything anyway. So even if I made, you know, even if you are doing something and you're like, you actually make less money, you're not in the long run. If you can move somewhere, live cheaper,
and do whatever, and the fuck,
and be less
you want.
Stressed out, not work shifts. And there's no, I just couldn't work shifts anymore.
You know, you might go through a rough spell for a minute, but once you get the ball rolling, there's no real limit to how much money you can make. Whereas instead of going, oh, in 2 years I got a pay raise, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
That's how I felt as well. Like, in any of those kind of jobs that are like shifts or retail or any of those kind of things, no matter how hard you work or how good my sales were or how much I advanced in it and like did my certs, you know, didn't matter. I didn't get paid more or anything like that. I still worked my same hours every week.
Pretend achievement.
And yeah, so it's like, for me, some people love that. People like the security of that. And obviously it's a lot more security than I would have now, but because you were guaranteed money, obviously. But now I'm not guaranteed any money, but I don't work shifts. And also, if I work harder, I can technically make more.
Yeah, but who wants that? Basically, why I brought this up is because we decided last Tuesday just to get full blocked in our house.
And that's another reason.
That's what you have to do. Like, you have to be able, like, today the sun came out, and, you know, some days like that, you might be stuck in an office going, like, I had to go meet a guy. Do you remember, like, a couple weeks ago, it was really fucking sunny. I went to Belfast, I had to go meet a guy for a meeting, and I went into his office on, like, the hottest day of the fucking year so far. And I was like, mate, you're stuck here, and I just get to leave. I get the, call me in here because you want to speak to me because I possess a certain set of skills, right? And then I get to go, no sweat, mate. Call me when you've got in the checkbook, I bitch, and then I, you know, go out and have a cup.
You didn't say anything.
No, I didn't say it. See you later, mate, thank you.
Thank you.
Can I use your toilet before I go on Thursday? And then go for a cappuccino.
Have to get a wee bus now. Yeah.
You have to be able to just drop everything if you're like flexible and do your own shit. So we were both busy the weekend last weekend, and then had a full Project X in the front room there.
Yeah.
You know, even though there's only five of us and all we had for lights were garden sort of glow up lights. You know, make cocktails. It's on a vlog if you want to check it out. So that's what I'm saying, guys. Just make yourself self-employed at whatever you do.
You say that like it's really super easy, but
I don't care. Do anything. Be an Uber driver. Don't. Do you know what gives me anxiety? Someone going, you have an hour for your lunch. I need more than an hour, Maureen. I eat for a long time.
You do it the other way around, don't you? I've got my work hour now, and then I'll continue eating.
Yeah, I'm going to get up early. I'm going to eat from then till about 11:30. Then I'll do some work, 11:30, 12:30. And then I'll be hungry again.
Yeah, quick so, 15 minute work. And
it's time to ramp up to dinner time then. Do you know what I'm saying?
That is what you do, though.
More or less. And then it's sausage party time. We seen Sausage Party?
Yeah. What did you think of it?
I didn't like it at all.
It's alright. It was weird. I think it was quite weird. Like,
I think... yeah. And I, you know, I enjoy a bit of dirt more than most people. But when it's just constant innuendo, it's a bit... You're a bit like, come on. My face, you know what I mean? You're
it like, is, it's like it is constant innuendo. That's exactly what it was.
It was just too much.
And like, then they try to be a wee I've bit heard, like smart about it and be a bit like political and stuff like that.
What political bit was it?
No, you know what I mean? Where there was like the Jewish guy and the other guy, and then there was like, you know, basically relating it all to God, you know, religion, and relating it all to like the juice and all. I don't know. It was, you know, so they were trying to make points in it. I don't know. And then it just gets really weird. It was actually quite short
because I looked at my watch and I was like, "Fuck, this has only been on an hour," but it was done in about another 20 minutes. But it was just one of those things. Like, if you're doing sort of animation, there's things like, you know, like South Park will knock more shit out in fucking 20 minutes than this thing. Do you know what I mean? Just, he's just trying to bring big stories and all into it. I was like, this is horse shit. I wasn't into it, is what I'm saying. I'm just looking up Ulster Scots again here because last week somebody sent me, no one sent me anything. People sent me a load of messages saying that the Ulster Scots bit was really funny. I don't want to try and recreate the magic, but I just don't think there's that much stuff online about it. Is it a language or not? What do you think? Do you think it's people just not speaking properly?
Yeah.
Because technically you could go, do you speak Derry? Because if you ever go to that fucking place, you're like, what are you boys saying?
A lot of Celtic words are older than English words. So a lot of them were there kind of first. But that's why it's just a mashup of a lot of different things.
Mash it up, boys!
It's still mainly English, just with different sort of ways of pronouncing things and stuff. I don't think it's a language, it's by itself.
About the Ulster Scots language, though, is that interesting when I used to school that...
Now, this is the king of Ulster Scots in Northern Ireland, Willie Drennan. Now, I'm just going to play this to see if he says anything that's mental. Hold on.
Best to whoever it is. Nowadays, there's actually a few teachers, a few principals, a few other people within the education system who are realising that the Ulster Scotch way of talking is something that's precious and deserves to be preserved.
Here's what gets me. It sounds like he has to really think to do it.
Yeah.
You know? You know, the Ulster Scotch way of attacking, you know, like, it sounds like he's really, like, you know, he's bound to say a sentence where he should have said tacking, and he just says talking, and he skims over it. Yeah, he's talking to a fella about tacking a lack.
But I don't think, can you really classify that as a language then? Like,
it's not a separate language. It's like English, but
it's
bad.
It's a mashup of a lot of things, I think, just, but I don't think it's a standalone language.
Mash it up, boy! Every time you say mashup, I'm going to say that. Mash it up, boy! Hold on.
So things are changed around now that's almost extinct. People are trying to preserve it. And just a wee story to tell you, to illustrate what I'm talking about. There's a place called...
He did it! He just did exactly what I said there.
Yeah.
He said talking when he should have said talking to me! Fucking talking to me! Fucking fucking shit! Hold on.
People are trying to preserve it. And just a wee story to tell you, to illustrate what I'm talking about. There's a place called Brashean Primary School just outside.
He literally just did it.
Yeah.
He literally just did it. Wandering. Do you remember Dermot Corr had a show called Sketchy?
Mm-hmm.
That was the character, the Wander with Willie thing. That was the piss take he did of him.
Oh, really?
Now, I always said, had people known what that show was, you would definitely laugh your head off at his sketch.
Yeah.
Because he would always... I wonder is there one, the Willie Drennan? Hold on, Willie. Guys, if you're at home, feel free to search for this guy, Willie Drennan, world famous Ulster Scots person.
Does he do anything else, or is he just famous for this? Can you be famous for Ulster Scots?
Well,
Smith.
He always did these, like, there was a show on BBC, Dander with Drennan. There it is there. Now, where's the fucking... He would just go speak to the most randomest hole in the wall. Fuck, he'd be like, here we are in Brashean, there's a fella who they call the Apache. And they go and speak to this like 90-year-old man in a vest surrounded by a load of chicken cages. And they're like, why do they call you Apache? And the guy like, well, I was in school. What? No one then like has no breath left. When you get older, does your talking hole get really small?
Yeah.
Like, well, when I was in school, I was climbing up a tree and the teacher was like, get down off that, you bloody Apache. And ever since, that was 83 years ago, they just keep calling me Apache. And you're like, who? You don't have any mates left, do you? You old bastard. But that's how shite it was. Like, instead of going to speak to people of any interest, it was like,
here we are to speak to a fella called Marty, who once lost a shoe in a game of road bowls.
It was so terrible, Maureen. Maureen, you with me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could put an episode on the background there, but Willie Drennan Band on the 12th of July. Oh, he's in a massive prod, Maureen. You wouldn't like him.
Why?
Because you're in the Ra, remember?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Maureen's in the Ra. Is it time to move on to questions, do you think?
Could be.
You look like your stamina for podcasting is low. We're at 30 minutes. Let's do some questions today with Maureen. It's exciting, isn't it?
This is very exciting.
Did you just check out your own lips on that video?
No, just in order to look.
That's it. Nice new hat. Cool. Let's start with Twitter questions because there's usually fewer of them. Mother Teresa being given a sainthood, would you have given her one? A sainthood? What was the whole deal? Because I know people don't like her. They're all like, oh, she's a fanatic and a fucking whatever. What did she do? I don't know the history of her at all.
What did she do?
Yeah, like, why are people not too fond of her?
I actually don't know. But, I don't know, she just did a lot of stuff for the poor and, like...
Did she? Was she one of those, like, Wyclef Jean, where she's like, give me some money, and then she's like, you get 20%, I get 80%?
I really don't know that much, because it was a long time ago, but...
Do you think it's Willie Fraser just kind of...
Yeah, probably. I blame him for it all. I really don't know.
You fucking slobber! Let me see.
I've actually been to a canonization in the Vatican before.
Really? Where they shoot someone with a cannon?
Yeah.
They shoot a paedophile and a wood chipper?
That's how you become a saint.
Really?
They put you in a cannon and shoot you up to God.
Criticism. Criticism of Mother Teresa. Let me just find out here. How my loathing of Mother Teresa turned into... Right. Obviously the internet's not loading. There's something wrong there anyway. She's a fucking savage. I'll let that load. What is with the internet down here, Maureen? So, I don't know. She's probably one of those, like, you know, like, I'm nice, but I'm a bit of a bitch. I'm a savvy, shrewd businesswoman. You know?
I don't know. I feel like we should have already researched this before talking about it.
Well, once it loads up, I'll read it out. You know what I'm saying? Here we go. Criticism of Mother Teresa.
That's what I'm saying.
What? What?
Stop saying Teresa like that.
Teresa? Mother Teresa? Mother Teresa. Right. She's an Indian born... What?
She's not Mexican.
She's from Kosovo, mate.
She's not.
Where's she from?
I don't know.
Where do you think she's from? Cross McGlen? Mother Teresa! An Indian-born physician and writer living in Britain, Arup Chatterjee! Who had briefly worked in one of Mother Teresa's homes, began investigations into the finances and other practices of Teresa's order in 1994. Two British journalists, Christopher Hitchens, the Hitch Slap, Tariq Ali, produced a critical Channel 4 documentary, Hell's Angel, based on Chatterjee's work. The next year, Hitchens published The Missionary Impossible, Mother Teresa in Theory and Practice, a book that repeated many of the accusations in the documentary. Chatterjee himself published The Final Verdict in 2003, a less polemic, is that a word? What does that mean? Work than those of Hitchens and Ali, but equally critical of her operations. Questionable relationships. In 1981, she flew to Haiti to accept the Legion d'Honneur. What the fuck is that noise?
Is that you? Is it a moth?
Oh, it's probably something behind that page. That's what it is.
Really?
We're totally freaking out because there's a weird, creepy noise, and I'm pretty sure it's a fly behind a poster. Check that out, Maureen. This might be pivotal in this podcast. I'll keep reading. Oh my God, this is drama live on the podcast.
Stopped. I think it is.
No, we can get it. I think we can. Oh well, it stopped now. Fuck it. That was freaky as shit. It's either a goat. It might just be a ghost, Maureen. You know what I mean?
Goat.
Goats. Nah. So where was I reading there? Questionable relationships. Da da da. I think She accepted money from the British publisher Robert Maxwell, who was later revealed embezzled £450 million from his employees' pension funds. So is that basically, you know, she's basically out doing a load of charity work and taking money from a load of questionable people? Which is charity. Who cares where your money comes from, guys? You know what I'm saying? I've worked with people before who've turned down stuff for me. Like, oh, we can't use that because of swearing. I'm like, it's a charity. Take my fucking money, you prick.
Yeah, I mean, does it take away from all the good things she did, or?
I don't know. I think it's just because she's not hot. People can't take to her, really.
Do you see the...
But she got knighted or fucking...
Do you see the meme and it was like one of the Chuckle Brothers? She's like, you can never unsee this. She looks like...
Yeah, she does. She looks like a wee Chuckle Brother. If they're not... One. Speaking of paedophile, like, how do you get into children's entertainment?
I don't know. Just not be a proper comedian and then it has to be less funny.
It's weird.
No, I don't know. I don't really mean that. I don't know.
It's kind of like pick one or the other, you know? I gigged with some dude in Scotland, apparently he was like a kid's TV like presenter, and then he's all like, do you ever fucking finger your bum? Or whatever, I don't know. Anyway, do you have a love-hate relationship with stand-up? Do you enjoy it, or will you do something else in the future? And that's from Spirit of Fox, for fuck's sake. I do like it. When it goes well, I love it. You know, and I think the only thing making me dislike it slightly is having to run Laveries every 2 weeks, which I still love doing, but I really need to gig other places for me to fall back in love with it. You know what I mean? Just fall in love with it again, do some gigs elsewhere, you know, crush it. Because I've got material. I'll do new material at Laveries, and then I'm like, I can't do it next time because I did it last time. You know, I've nowhere else to try that because I'm not gigging around because I'm busy with other stuff. I've got good bits there, man.
Yeah, you do.
You know? What? You look like you're looking out of this podcast, Maury. Party Doko? What? Curly Whirlies or Double Deckers? I'll hand this over to you, Maury. Have you ever given your friend a finger of fudge? Curly Whirly or Double Decker?
Probably Curly Whirly. I don't really eat that many.
Double Deckers are stinking.
I've never had. I don't even know if I've had it.
I had one once. I think it was sick after. Didn't like it.
You just go straight for the boost bars, so.
Boosts are good. Do you know what's the best? Four Curly Whirlies.
Four?
Packed together, dipped in tea, shoved in your butt. When was the last time you were in a fight? Long time ago.
Physical fight?
Or like, what do you mean? Like fighting, like battling with your weight? Or fighting sleep? Or, don't know.
Have you ever been in an actual fight?
Is control... Not really. I've managed to dodge a lot of fights. Don't get started on that often.
Yeah, you always have to question the people, like, how did you get in the fight in the first place?
There's very few fights you can't avoid, you know, unless you're like, you know, like Old Boy with the doors open and there's like a crowd of people looking to beat the shit out of you. You can get out of most fights. I don't want to... I hate fighting. I hate violence, but I like fighting, if that makes sense.
That's watching fighting.
Yeah, but even combat-y sports. Like, if someone was drunk and they're like, do you want to fight? I'd be like... Just take my number and we'll meet up on some mat somewhere and I'll fucking gorilla fuck your head till you can't breathe. I'm saying. Just crank their neck, break it, you know. Put T's in them. Dead cats. Make them eat dead cats. Whoosh! Meow! You know, incorporate all the murder in one go. You know what I'm saying?
That's a lot of work, isn't it?
I'm zinged on this coffee. Rugby, you'd get the odd punch in the face and you're able to punch people back in the face.
Really? Would you do that?
Yeah, loads of dirty tricks. Especially back in the day when I played rugby and, you know, 17 years ago, where when you're playing front row, you didn't have to bind on the shirt like you do now. You could bind wherever you want, which meant you was an arm free to just punch people in the face, you know. But I played loose head, so I just grabbed their shorts and drive my head on their chest, bending their spine. Many a man struggled for breath in a scrum against me. Like, dying breath, like... There's a guy who's definitely, like, was staring in his own asshole. I bent his back so hard.
Oh, God.
And he was just going... and he nearly died. And I went, fuck you, you piece of shit, cunt. Some guy from Inst.
Can you get way too zinged right now?
Yeah, I'm way too zinged.
Calm down.
It was life or death back in the rugby days. Isn't that weird how you're playing sport, but you're like, I'd do that till you fucking were brain dead. And then you go do your wee part-time job on the Saturday afternoon. It's crazy. It's crazy, Maureen. You don't know the better.
You're going very psychopath in this sort of...
too many coffees.
This episode.
Favourite guest on the podcast, Maureen, of course. Thank
Obviously
you.
Obviously me.
Thanks for being here, Maureen. And a guest you'd love to have on the podcast. I mean, I don't really care. I'd rather just do it by myself. And that's more of a just lazy part and lazy on my part. Lazy on my part.
Yeah, some people's podcasts are all about the guests, whereas yours is more just if someone...
I like doing them with Mickey, but I would say they're probably more enjoyable to do than to listen to when us two are just talking shit all fucking day. The more I watch and listen to... That was from Tina, that last one. Tina's one of my favourite go-to names when I'm just using a random girl's name. Isn't it? It's funny.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Don't know. It's such a, like... I don't know. It's just a funny name to me. Brian is a funny name. Just the, you know, like, just the, like, you see, you speak to Tina on the tills there. You know what I mean? This is Tina, you're such and such. You know what I mean? I don't know, it's just funny to me. Stephen Clements, Radio Stephen. I think he works on Q, does he? Yep. Breakfast show. The more I watch and listen to Colin Geddes, the more it's clear the line between genius and fucking insane has never been blurrier. What? He edited himself there with fucking. He put stars in there.
So you're going to say it 9 times to make sure people know?
Yeah. What's up, girl? Let me F star 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 K you in the butt. And mouth. Here, Stephen Clemens, that Radio Stephen. The more I watch and listen to... I don't think I'm... I'm not that crazy. Come near the mic, Maureen.
To be fair, you do seem a bit insane right now.
I've had a lot of coffee. I'm definitely not insane. In fact, if anything, slightly anxious about public appearances. Been to the gym once. All about that gym life. Been 3 times. I don't think I'm that insane, really.
As long as you don't think
The only thing I would say is, when you hang around with a lot of comedians over the years... Your topic of conversation, which might be inappropriate for most people, becomes very normal. There's nothing really off the table.
Yeah. I
wouldn't say I was insane. Genius, that's not up to me to say, Stephen, but you know, you've said it now. You've said it. So it's out in the open, Stephen. It's out in the open. Stephen. For F star 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 K's sake. That's too many stars, isn't it?
No, it's just enough.
Okay. And then some other guy who's listened to the podcast while driving, huge mistake. Heard the Ulster Scots bit, went off the road, smashing into some cattle and children. I added that last bit.
that bit didn't happen.
He's like, listen to Colin Geddes while driving, could barely finish my wank, is what it says. Only joking,
it does say that.
So Aidan McAloon. McAloon, you are ye. Jacob Sartorius, hit or miss. He sent me this link to a song, Maureen. Do you want to hear a beautiful song?
Yep.
It's a beautiful song by Jacob Sartorius, which sounds like a body part, doesn't it? They were like, yeah, you've separated your angle from your Jacob Sartorius. And there's no way we can repair it. Internet, please work.
We're too far away from the thing.
We're in the same house, Maureen. Why doesn't it work? This is making me racist, you know.
What? We're in the West Wing, though, Cole?
The West Wing of the house?
Yeah.
Unbelievable! Right, I can't get that to play. Well, it'll play in its own sweet time, I'm sure. Piece of fucking shit. Let's hit these. Right, Keith Vaz faces sleaze watchdog investigation over sex claims. Who the fuck is Keith Vaz? I don't know anything about anything, do you?
You don't watch the news either, right?
We're down here in the country, stuck in our own wee bubble, just watching Netflix and, you know, killing cats. Smashing cats' brains in with a...
No,
Yeah! It's killing cats. Right, what am I looking up here? Keith Vaz. You see, I bet you Keith faces sleaze investigation over a rent boy scandal as Theresa May warns voters must have confidence in MPs. So he's obviously an MP... Got a rent boy, you know, tongue punching his shitbox, doing various things to him, rusty trombone, you know. That's the like speed bag in his asshole. You ever seen that? Lecky sent me it one time.
No.
So here's what I think. I don't think you should, unless you're like raping children and killing cats. But your private life shouldn't affect your professional life, really. You know, if you were like, can you believe Obama smoked weed? And you're like, so?
Yeah.
So what? Or like this guy, you know, likes to wear rent boys like an oven mitt. So?
It doesn't affect his job. Especially when it's always to do with their relationships,
she's like, we need to trust. And we need to have confidence in MPs. Confidence to do what? What's he think he's going to do? Like, bum people? Hear, hear. You know?
So yeah, like, some of the, like, smartest, greatest people in the world are all weirdos, you know, in their private life. You just didn't hear about it.
I mean, there's you know, being a bit of a freak, and then there's, like, you know, if you're doing, like, harmful, weird
if it's, like,
shit.
Illegal, weird stuff, but, like, if it's just something to do with your relationships or your...
Yeah, who gives a flan?
Sexual orientation or whatever. Like, it doesn't really affect your
professional... I'm pretty sure there was some dude from here, I don't know the logistics, you know, had like a fucking Tinder hookup or something, and it was all filmed and released on like the Sunday Life or some shit. And everyone was like, that is the scummiest move ever. You know, why can't you... Everyone else is fucking doing it. It's just because you're an MP, you can't do it. You know, swipe right or... Which one is it? Right? Swipe right, turn up. Dump load, leave.
Is that how it happens?
It's like all the romantic novels.
Oh, you don't read it either. So.
Dump load, leave. I will. Like, say the word. It's gross, Maureen. You can edit that out.
Thank you.
You took that down a weird road there. It was disgusting. Thoughts on Vinnie Paz? Check out Happiness is Just a Word. Who's Vinnie Paz? Now, bear in mind, I can't check out anything down here, so I don't know why I fucking even clicked on that. Vinnie Paz.
Professional boxer?
Huh? Hold on a second here. I spot everywhere. There's it. Vinnie Paz. Happiness is just a word. What is this shit? What do you think this is, Maury? Motivational speech? Or is it a song? 6 million hits?
6 million hits?
Fuck off, mate. Is this another, like, let it load for 16 weeks before we can actually play it? Right, listen to this, heap of shite. This is Jacob Sartorius from a minute ago. Bear with. Fucking unbelievable. Unbelievable. Is that all we're gonna get?
What?
Recording-wise? Is that just going to die? Fucking unbelievable.
Why, what's wrong with it?
It's just counting down to zero. Here we go. Listen to this asshole. This guy's about 9.
I heard that life gets hard when you're older.
Your dick will get hard before your life gets hard, sir. You fucking 9-year-old piece of shit.
And the fun stuff's just for kids. It's just a hit or miss. So let's not worry about tomorrow. Oh, no, 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 no. We are blue, baby, we are right. So let's not worry about tomorrow. Oh, no, 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 no. We are blue, baby, we are right. Let's not worry about tomorrow. Oh, no, 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 no. We are blue, baby, we are right. So let's not worry about tomorrow. Oh, no, 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 no. We are blue, baby.
What do you think about that, Maureen?
I like it.
To mama, lick my baba balls.
I mean, it's completely just auto-tuned, so...
Yeah, they're making them... They've auto-tuned it so hard, it sounds like his voice is broke. Like, I'm a big loss. Yeah. Mama knew the crack and all the stuff and stuff.
Like, what age is he?
I doubt he has any pubes, like...
But he's 10. Got all, like, the hairdo, and you're like, I don't you shouldn't like those... be that, like, self-aware of, like, I'm really stylish and good-looking at that age.
Well, that's the problem with kids these days.
That's not right.
If you were a wee pretty boy like that, you'd have got wedgie to death back in the day.
Yeah, like he uses hairspray.
He's all like, I'm cute and chicks like me and stuff. It should be going, do you not play football? Are you a fruit? That's the way it used to be.
Isn't it?
Yeah. It'd be like, do you like football? No, not really. I play the guitar and gel my hair. You're a fucking queer pedophile. That's the way it went down. You're a queer bastard. You're a gay person.
It's more just the expression on his face.
No one knew what gay meant, like, but it was...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's all... He loves himself, like. Doesn't he?
It just terrifies me, like, what's going to happen, like, when he is older.
He's one of them, like, you know, like, non-ironic, you know, like, will pout his face when he's, yeah, like, taking photos and stuff. And you're like, mate, you should get be bullied. You should be bullied.
Yeah, like, he can't even get over how good-looking and talented he is. Like, you know, he's like, I can't
Here's what I don't like. These wee boys, it's almost like they feel like they can get chicks through being cute and sensitive, you know? Is that not correct? Yeah. Should you not be just jocking it with a big old fat hog running around sweating and being like, listen, I'll see you at the party Friday, you know?
Is that what you did?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hey, fingers are a bit dry over here. I'll see you Friday. You know what I'm saying? Hey, chicks. Hey, hot chicks. Chicks. These nuts aren't going to rest themselves on a chin. You know? Chicks.
And that worked, did it?
Hey, hot chicks. Yeah, it's all in the chat up now. Hey, hot chicks. Dick's a bit cold. We're going to put it. You know? Lines like that. Hey, drink up. You're not going to want to remember this.
Colin, you are turning into psychopath.
Chicks. Hey, chicks. Hey, chicks. There's room in this mouth for another one. That sounds gayer than...
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
I meant for, like, you know, when you're French kissing chicks. You could say all those lines and then say French kissing and that gives it all away.
Yeah.
You're like, you ain't seen no
Janice. I think you've made this whole thing up, Colin.
You ain't seen no Janice. Boy. Right, listen to this song by Vinnie Paz. Here we go. Someone asked me to like this. We'll see. Here we go. Looks like an asshole. Skipping to the rappers. And in such a fog, you don't know you. Never being able to do the shit you supposed to. I wouldn't wish it on anyone that I'm close to. Wouldn't wish it on anybody that I'm opposed to. There's not an accurate diagnosis to show you. I don't like that. I don't like rappers where it looks like they're trying. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
He's all like, yeah, I'm fucking... Bleh. You know, you're like, mate, you're trying... It looks like you're trying too much.
Don't try, is what you're saying?
You know, like, you look at anyone. We were talking about Kanye West yesterday. Look at Kanye West. Doesn't look like he's forcing anything.
Yeah, that's true.
He's genuinely like that. This guy's seen someone else act out. Like an Action Bronson. He's not really... You know what I mean? He's just like, this is what I am, big fat cunt who eats burgers and wraps. He's not all like, I'm hard and grew up in a tough place. He's like, nah, he wants ice cream. Oh God, right. Next question. We better wrap this up. How long have we been talking? 52 minutes. Has it felt like a lifetime, Maureen?
Yeah, you're insane.
Really?
Yes.
Will it take you a minute to get over this?
Yeah
fuck. Vinnie Paz. That was from Graham Carson. Don't know, not for me. I should maybe listen to more. Andrew Young, can we hear some more of your Ulster Scots? That shit is hilarious. Unfortunately, you can't really just recreate it. Also, you can't do it again. You know, I feel like I'd be trying to reinvent the wheel if I did it this week. You know?
You should invent your own.
Also, what's it called? Get a Scots?
Yeah.
Well, my thing is, I can't do an accent unless I'm swearing.
That's
so
true.
I can't do a Scottish one unless I just go, fucking!
Do an Australian one without swearing.
Hey, fucking!
No, you can't.
Jalak, fucking!
Indian one without swearing.
What is crack with you, bastard?
Just can't do it.
No, and that's the only ones you need to know.
You can do Welsh if you say daffodils.
Daffodils. Heroin.
Heroin is
Heroin. Rugby. Daffodils. Heroin. Do you like heroin? I'm doing an impression of a heroin addict that we've seen on a documentary.
Yeah, I don't think everyone from Wheel sounds like that.
I think they do. And they all take heroin. And eat leeks. With three L's. Heroin. That really hurt my throat. How warm is it in this room, BTW?
Really warm?
It's roasting, bro. Have you watched... Oh, wait. Hold on a second. Up the hoods, fuck the peelers, or up the peelers, fuck the hoods. Lee McGlinchey. I like the term up the peelers because I don't even know what the fuck that means. People are like, up the fucking peelers! It doesn't make sense. If you could be half man, half animal, what would the animal have to be? Also top or bottom half? I mean, it's hard to know if I'm not half a... What would I be half of right now?
Good ape.
Like an, half an ape?
Yeah.
But like, it's a perfect blend. It's not really like my legs are apish and my upper body's normal.
Yeah, it's as if you just merged the two together.
And there's bits of ape leaking out. There's bits of human squeaking out there.
Yeah.
There's like a hairy patch.
It's
and
all
then,
just squidging in together.
And then like, that's like small human hands, but like large ape back.
Tiny piercing.
Tiny piercing eyes. Crab eyes, yeah. Small eyes. Like a moth. You ever seen a moth's eyes? That's my eyes right now. I've never had a black eye, and I'm pretty sure it's because when I wince, my eye disappears. You know, like a snail, just back yeah. inside my
your
head.
Eyebrows, your cheeks can, just fold yeah, together.
I can like wince my face, and the eye just, it's flush. You know what I mean? I could take a punch right to that, be fine. You know?
Yeah, like someone could poke you in the eye, but you can actually grab their finger back.
Yeah, I can grab their finger, turn my head, snap their finger. Steven Seagal. I'll grab you in my dojo. He's the fattest cunt alive, by the way. He's my favourite. He's all like, I'll do an Aikido demonstration. And everyone that's doing the demonstration with him is complying completely. He's so fat, like he can't even breathe when he's talking. He's like me. How sweaty is his back? You think my back's? Ooh, he was full bald sweaty. And now his hair like felt. It's unbelievable. When I used to study in Tokyo. Half man. I think I would probably be, if you could be any half, what would you be?
Me?
Aye. I'd have goat legs for sure.
Would you?
Hashtag Pistorius. No, you would probably just have like Tyrannosaurus Rex legs so you sprint anywhere. And go to the shops here. How long? Dum, 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 dum. You're there.
Yeah, really fast legs would be fun.
Or no, I would be totally human, chameleon tongue, and just be like whoosh, licking titties all over the place.
Catching flies, that'd be quite handy actually for those.
No, I'll be catching human food, but just with my tongue. But you'd also be like, turn that telly off. Whoosh.
What if you could just have like wings that just like folded back in?
Bingo then... wings. Yeah, if you could fly, that'd be handy. But I'd be like one of those birds that has wings that can't fly. Like a chicken. You know, just be like, and then collapse and
yeah, you could do a wee run and just do a bit of a long jump, really.
Mm-hmm.
That would be you.
Matt Neal, same guy, TripAdvisor review of Thailand. We need to go back to really get the full goodness out of it.
Here's the advice. Don't book any accommodation before you go there. Just book it. Maybe book one thing before you go. It's not worth booking a fancy hotel.
The reason there is deals when you book it from here is because the places are obviously struggling in shitty seasons.
Well, we did go in a bad season, probably.
Yeah, but we went in a pretty bad season, but...
We booked it in January, when really you should be just going in January, and then we went in May, which, if you're lucky, is fine. And the thing is, we were just unlucky when we went.
Because people as soon came, as we left...
I know two or three people went the week after us and then like 2 weeks after us and was perfect weather. Went to all the islands, everything was perfect. We got a storm, just like it was really annoying. So we couldn't do all the things we wanted to do.
Yeah.
And also we'd rebooked hotels that we were staying there a bit too long and they were a bit boring in off-peak season. The fancier hotels were actually more boring. You'd be safer going to a cheaper one.
You don't, the amount of booze and all you're going to do is like collapse.
Yeah.
You know.
Because I've been to like a really nice hotel somewhere, like a resorty place. And it was totally worth it having that and having everything. This wasn't because it's Thailand and you're going to move around a bit more. So I wouldn't recommend doing that. I would just.
Yeah.
I would just book hotels when you go, right, we might go here.
And definitely go to a ping pong show because if you leave there without seeing strange fanny activity, then you're an idiot.
But yeah, good for drinks.
So. Good for drinks, yeah. Have you ever watched the sitcom Fresh Off the Boat? loosely based on Eddie Huang's life. No one, I've watched Off the Boat when it was a series, but I've never watched Off the Boat, the comedy. I might check it out. I never know how to say this guy's name. Is it Louis or Lewis McLean? I don't know. He still hasn't phonetically spelled it for me, so I'll get it right. Red Sauce or HP? HP, I think.
I'm Red Sauce.
You're an asshole.
The only time a brown sauce is if it's stew or like cottage pie or something like that. Something like meat and potato-y type things. But I don't eat that. With bacon sandwiches, sausages, everything, red sauce.
I like brown, though.
Red sauce.
I remember going to a guy's house before a rugby match. Going to watch an Ireland rugby match. And his mum was like, do you want some breakfast? Lovely lady. Lovely. Do you want some breakfast, Colin? I was like, no. And I literally had like a bacon sandwich already. I was like, I already had a bacon sandwich. She goes, all right, no problem. And she goes, you'll take a wee bit here, a wee bit. She came back, listen to this. It was a bacon and cheese soda. So it was in the bread. It was bits of bacon. Now, she cut that in half. Both of them were buttered. Sausages. Now, it wasn't like a full big square soda. It was like, say, one soda. But like, that was about the size of a big soda. Cut in half. Filled with sausages that were like butterflied. And then she cut it. Took the lids back off. One side was red sauce, one side was brown sauce. And she came back, and I was like, you know when you're like, why did I eat? Because I would fucking murder this right now. I had a go. But like, good idea just to be like, here's a red sauce. If you don't like it, there's a brown sauce.
Great idea.
Sausages in a bacon and cheese. I was like, no wonder. That's what made me fat, that one thing.
That one day?
Yeah.
You figured out?
I was like, I had abs. And then she gave me that, and I had two breakfasts, and ever since then, I've just been really fat.
Is it a bit like if you did take heroin? Like you,
heroin!
You've always trying to recreate that high of that day.
Yeah, I'm trying to... I'm
you've never filled...
People say chasing the dragon. Is that what they say?
I don't know.
I'm chasing the bacon.
Oh, okay. Chasing the pork.
Chasing the sausage. You know Colin? He's always been chasing the sausage. And heroin. Sausages. Can't say sausages. Last question. What do you think of Lemmy? What do you think of Lemmy, Maureen?
He's okay. He's not my cup of tea, like, but...
Not my cup of tea either. People lick his dick, don't they?
Some of the things are really funny and some things I find not funny at all. So that's why I'm not really that fussed, because I'm like, it's not consistent enough funny for me.
He also seems like a weird guy.
Yeah.
I mean, we're judging him completely here, but...
I haven't watched a lot of it, to be honest, but I have seen some of it. And obviously we lived in Glasgow, so it was actually on things when we were there, but... Don't know, just not for me. Not my kind of comedy, though.
No, there's just... There's something about it where...
It's again, things like there's some parts that I would be like, yeah, that one is funny, that one's funny, but I wouldn't say he's funny if someone asked me. Or wouldn't go see any of his things, I don't think, but...
Strange.
And people love him. Like...
Oh, yeah, people... Think it's Lemmy tattoos.
The best thing ever.
It's bizarre. Not for me.
For me, he's so popular though.
And he did a show at the Fringe one year, and I think the Culture Show or something covered it. But he did that thing of like, I can't actually do stand up, so I'm gonna play a character that's a bad stand up, which is the fucking hack. Talk about
it's such
hack,
a cop like, out, isn't it?
It's like, I hate that. I'm going for the anti laugh. You couldn't get a fucking real laugh if you tried.
Yeah.
And see all that like, you know, coming out and being like, oh bloody, he did a piss take of like a club comedian where he was pretending to talk to someone and then he moved on. He was like, and what do you do, blah blah, and then he would point at the other guy like, oh, that relates to you, you know. Now you're making a joke of that. You have no idea how hard that is.
Yeah.
Do you ever see like a really good MC, like watch fucking like Colin Murphy or any of them boys in Scotland, how they MC?
Or like watching, do you remember we went to see Tom Stead, and like he can talk, he can be blocked as well, talk to every single person in the front row, and after an hour and a half, go back and remember their name, remember who they were, remember that person in that row. He remembers every single person's name who asks. Exactly. Like, I can't even do that. If someone came up to me and went, oh, my name is Sarah, I'd be like, what's her name? I forget. He remembered every single person's name, what they did, would turn back and be like, yeah, that's right, isn't it,
Dave? I would have...
Like, he would talk to everyone. Like,
I would have more respect if Tom Stead did a bad comedian act instead of Lemmy doing it. Because you're like, he's a fucking master comedian.
Yeah.
So he's kind of the right to do that.
Yeah, I think you can only really do it, like, satirically or as a bit of a piss take if you can also actually do it.
Yeah, it's a bit like,
I think just doing
painting,
it as a...
Isn't it? It's like a bit like a abstract painting.
Yeah.
You better be able to fucking paint properly if you're going to start,
yeah,
you know, like putting a paintbrush in your butt crack and scraping it across the fucking...
Like Jack White playing the guitar or someone. You know, you could be like, oh, he's playing it like mad and that sounds... That but doesn't Jack sound White right. It sounds out of tune or it sounds like this. You go, yeah, but he can really... He knows so much that he can almost do this.
Yeah.
Like this.
Like you could... He has the license to do this. He can play smooth, clean, technical guitar. But he plays frantic, crazy guitar because it suits the style.
That's when you know there's a bit of...
Whereas I could probably come in and be like, I'm just going to fucking wreck about this guitar and fire a slide up and down with a load of fuzz. And it sounds similar, but you're like, can you play like regular fucking scales and solo-y type shit? And you're like, not really.
Not really, guys.
Anyway, great point to finish on there, guys. Let's wrap it up. Do you want to plug anything, Maureen, before you go?
No. Just your incessant need for caffeine and attention.
Caffeine and attention.
Oh, you're joking.
Yeah, you better be. This is my podcast. I'll sack you out of this room.
Well, that guy already hates me, so he's probably...
That guy can fuck himself and die.
Me, so.
That guy can text his mom by accident, sexual messages.
I'm going to be waiting outside. He's like, is she there? Oh, God.
Waiting outside what?
I don't know. Somewhere.
I'll do to him what I did to that...
Was that him making all that noise earlier?
I'll do to him when I did that pregnant spider the other night. Big fat spider outside the door. And I hit it with the old lighter and deodorant trick. Roasted the life out of it. Fuck you, PETA. All right? Call the animal welfare people. Geddes kills cats with golf clubs. and sets spiders on fire. Sick fire! Come on, spiders! You heard it hit the floor. It was big. You heard it like... Just hit the floor.
There are some beasts around here, spiders.
Big old spiders. I saw a spider attack a sheep the other day.
Did it get it by the neck, pull it right down, didn't it?
It's grabbed it by the teats, killed it.
Unraveled all its wool off its back to make a massive spider web.
Yeah.
Up the hill.
Gross.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's making my butt nervous. Right, I'm going to go here. Also, just totally remember to go to Lavery's this Wednesday. The 7th of September. You're probably back at school now, kids, so why don't you just take a wee midweek cheeky drinks, go for drinks. Lavery's is on Wednesday. Buy a ticket for the 29th of October in the old Ulster Hall. It's going to be an event, guys. It's going to be fun. And just like my new comedy page, it's called Colin Geddes. It's on Facebook. You'll know the difference. It looks a bit more professional than my regular one, and it's a like page. So give it a like, follow me on Snapchat, watch the vlogs as well. I feel like I have a lot of shit to promote here. If you like the podcast, you'll like the vlogs. Am I right, Maureen?
Have you put the vlog out yet? No.
What vlog?
The today one, Monday one?
No, I need to put some questions in it. But yeah, like them, love them, leave a comment. And if you hear any funny bits in podcasts that I can isolate, let me know. I feel like we may have peaked with the Ulster Scots one though. But
yeah, this one's just been insane.
Do you feel like we shouldn't put it up?
What?
This podcast?
One? Yeah.
Okay, you have a wee sleep.
Joking.
Are you having a caffeine crash?
Yeah, I think that coffee made me really sleepy.
That's alright. Right, I'm gonna go now. It's easy to remember, guys. Podcast, vlog, Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram. Just those 10 things. Follow those and we're flying.
They're all for free, like, so it's not you don't have to do anything.
I know, and eventually someone's like, do you want us to give you some money for your podcast? And I'm like, but it's effort, though. It's too much effort. So, you know, fuck that. Right, gonna officially go now. Say bye-bye, Maury.
Goodbye.
See you later, guys. Bye.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favourite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.